R. Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The mission of the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina is to promote, protect, and sustain the vibrant and unique musical traditions of the Western North Carolina mountains and foothills. Not every region has such a distinct cultural imprint. This imprint can be seen and heard time and again as our music has worked its way into the arena of popular culture. Scruggs grew up in Flint Hill, North Carolina, just outside of Shelby. His style of banjo helped kick Bill Monroe's bluegrass music into overdrive and eventually became the core of the Flat and Scruggs sound. Many people are unwittingly familiar with this band's music. When the popular TV show The Beverly Hillbillies hit the airwaves in 1962, it was Lester Flatt's voice that sang a story about a man named Jed as the opening sequence of the show unfolded.
I've been listening to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea.
The Ballad of Jed Clampett would become one of Flat and Scruggs' most famous songs. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs even made cameo appearances on the show several times, and in 1967, Earl's original tune, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, became the tune synonymous with the unforgettable car chase in the movie Bonnie and Clyde, featuring Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Portrayals of mountain culture in popular film and TV were often stereotypical and highly denigrating, but Earl's virtuosic banjo playing was an ideal complement to Jed's and his family's sly wit and common sense. The movie Deliverance is well known for its negative portrayals of Appalachian culture, but the famous Dueling Banjos was the tune that launched 10,000 banjo players. Asheville musician, author, and teacher Wayne Erbson was just starting his career of teaching traditional music when the movie came out. When Wayne offered his first banjo class at Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte, so many students registered that the class had to be moved to an auditorium-style lecture hall. Today, dueling banjos can still be heard at jams and performances wherever bluegrass is played.
Sorrow, I I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I...
When Oh Brother, Where Art Thou came out in 2000, it set off a new wave of interest in traditional music. The soundtrack featured leading lights of the traditional music work, including Norman Blake, John Hartford, Alison Krauss, and Ralph Stanley. Fairview resident and Grammy winner David Holt made an appearance on screen as the village idiot. He can be seen playing music in the parade that follows the capture of Babyface Nelson toward the end of the movie.
Come all ye fair and tender ladies, take warning how you court young men. They're like a bright star of a summer's morning. They first appear and then they're gone. They'll tell to you some pleasing story, declare to you they love you true. Straightways they'll go and court some other, and that's the love they have for you.
The 2000 movie Songcatcher blended the stories of several folklorists that traveled the southern mountains in search of song. Songcatchers Olive Dame Campbell and Cecil Sharp traveled the North Carolina mountains in search of ballads, story songs that crossed the Atlantic with Scots-Irish settlers. The movie Songcatcher tells a story of ballad collections. To capture authentic music, the filmmakers turned to authentic musicians, including Josh Goforth, Don Petty, Sheila Kay Adams, and Bobby McMillan. These four musicians had on-screen roles in which they performed the music in an authentic setting. Adams served as a technical advisor and singing coach for the performers of the authentic music. The 2003 film Cold Mountain is set during the Civil War in Haywood County. The soundtrack to the movie features a classical-style score blended with traditional mountain music. Riley Bogus, a mainstay in the North Carolina traditional music community, served as a musician for the filming. The movie also features a church scene in which the congregation sings shaped notes. This style of singing teaches singers the relationship between notes by associating scale degrees with shapes. Singers sing the shapes, the standard solfege, do, re, mi, and then sing the poetry, or the lyrics.
My old jawbone sitting on a fence. I ain't seen nothing of a jawbone since. Walk jawbone, Jenny, get along. Here comes Johnny with the big boots on.
Released in 2019, the film The Mountain Miner tells an Appalachian story of family migration from Kentucky to Ohio. Boone musician Trevor McKenzie served as a composer and an actor. Other Western North Carolina musicians with acting roles included Susan Pepper of Jackson County and Lucas Paisley of Sparta. Asa Nelson, an award-winning fiddler from Watauga County, played the young protagonist of the story. It's easy to enjoy the music of the North Carolina mountains and foothills if you're in those mountains and foothills. But the interest in our music reaches far beyond our region. You can learn more at BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.